Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by Dr. Vinton A. Naden, owner of OBGYN, specialist of Georgia PC, and the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This year, the summit will be held on Saturday, April 12th, at the magnificent Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel. Get your tickets now at www.womenriseup.eventb.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Nicole Jackson about your stairway to success. My very special guest today is the founder of Just a Journey Counseling and Psychological Services, LLC, and the host of The Healing Place, a weekly internet radio show. She is also a life coach and sought-after speaker in the areas of family development and relationship enrichment. Last but not least, our guest holds a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in counseling psychology, and she's currently pursuing her doctoral degree in counseling psychology as well. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class women professionals, Ms. Nicole Jackson. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, for having me. I'm honored to be here today.
How are you today?
I am doing well. I can't complain. And how about yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
I hear that. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right. Well, Nicole, we know you're an extremely, extremely busy young lady. So are you ready to talk about your stairway to success?
I am. It's such an important topic, and again, I thank you so much for having me on to be able to talk a little bit about this stairway.
All right. Well, I want to get right into it. Nicole, tell us, what is your definition of success?
You know, my definition of success is probably different from what most people would think. I would have to say that success for me means being happy with where you are and what you have. And also knowing that there's still room to grow. I think that that's different because most people think of success in the terms of a certain amount of money or cars or a career path or just material things. And those things are great, but we have to first learn how to be content, or not necessarily be content, but to be grateful and thankful for what we have so that we can definitely relish and enjoy the things that are to come. So I think that it's more so just knowing that where you are is okay, it's a process, you're growing, and that you do have so much to look forward to, but acknowledging where you are and the great things that you've done so far and knowing that that's part of your success.
All right. Well, in order to achieve success, you must often overcome what some people call failures. I like to call them learning opportunities.
Definitely.
In your opinion, what is the best way to overcome failure?
Well, you said exactly the way I feel about failure. You know, people say, well, I failed, and I don't really like the word failure because I think that it's just that anything that you go through and maybe the outcome didn't happen the way that you wanted it to, it presents a learning opportunity for you. So now you have a choice to make. Do you make the same decision again, or do you do something different and try to get a different outcome? And so I definitely agree that with you on that. So I think that, thank you for pointing that out. But I think that some of the main things that we need to do as far as on this stairway to success and getting around, you know, failure or learning from these things is to make sure that we set really good goals. And goals are supposed to be what we call SMART. They're specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and they have a time frame on them. When we don't make them SMART, that leaves a lot of room for those obstacles to become knock-down, drag-out things where we find ourselves just wondering what in the world am I doing and where am I going. So I think we have to definitely make SMART goals.
Oh, right. Well, is it possible to have success in all areas of your life? such as love, finances, career, et cetera?
I think so. Some people might, you know, differ in opinion with me on this, but I think it is. But again, I think it goes back to being realistic and having these SMART goals and also knowing where we are. You can have, you know, success in finances and not necessarily be a millionaire. If you have enough money to take care of your household needs and you have extra money to do the things that you want to do, that can be success. You should feel good in knowing that you're able to do that because there are people out there who can't. So that's a form of success. If you have a relationship, you guys love one another, you're committed to each other, things are going great, you know, you may not be married yet. You may be working towards that. That's a successful relationship. Be happy and own that. You know, so I definitely think so. For career, you may not be the CEO of your own company quite yet, but you may have a great position. You may be able to help others, teach them, and again, you may be making a decent salary to where you're able to do the things you want and need to do. So that's a form of success. I think it's, again, it goes back to the very first question and understanding that success can come in different shapes, forms and areas of our life and different times, and just knowing that where we are, it can be a good place and you can be successful and still grow.
So in other words, you believe you have to redefine success in order to make it work for you.
Yes, definitely. I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's definitely relative to each individual person. A lot of times we look at the stars or the celebrities and we measure our own success based upon what we see or what we think that we see in those individuals, and that's not necessarily a healthy thing because they're on a whole different plane, and it's always that thing, the outside looking in, the grass looks greener. You never know what other people are going through, so you definitely have to make sure that you have labeled or defined that success for yourself based upon your own situation and circumstances.
All right. Well, Nicole, what advice do you have for the people out there who are successful, but they're not being supported by their significant others or maybe even a loved one?
Yeah, and that's a very good question. I get that a lot. Well, different forms of that a lot with some of my clients, you know, individuals who may be doing really well career-wise and making money or whatever. And for some reason, their significant others or family hasn't, and I'm going to say bought into it, for lack of a better word, but they're not getting it. They're not supporting them. They're not necessarily, I guess, seeing their vision. And so what I want people to understand is that everybody's not wired the same way, and just because people may not see your vision your way doesn't mean that your vision cannot prosper and that it doesn't have validity. Sometimes it takes thunder and lightning for other people to wake up to see, you know, what's going on. But if you're being successful and you're feeling good about what you're doing and you're helping other people, don't stop, you know. Don't stop. Continue to invite those loved ones or significant others to come out to your events or to help take part in whatever it is that you're doing. But just continue to let your light shine, and hopefully and eventually the other people will come around. But at the end of the day, you've got to remember that you're doing what you're doing for yourself and, again, to help others. I think it's all about helping others as well.
All right. I agree with that. Well, how does someone know? Let's change gears here for a second, okay? How does someone know if they're working towards the right or correct goals in order to be successful?
Well, I think that goes back, and that's a very, very good question. That goes back to making these goals SMART. When you have a SMART goal, not only is it specific and measurable, but it has to be attainable. It has to be something that you can actually reach out and touch and see it come to fruition. Sometimes we have what we call lofty goals, you know, and I don't want people to think that you shouldn't dream big or have great expectations, because you definitely want to have better things for yourself, but we have to be realistic in how we set those goals up. If you say, some people say, well, I want to be a millionaire by the end of this year, great, right? but how do you plan to get there? Do you have an income that's going to allow you to do the things you need to do, want to do, and then put aside money to save to become a millionaire? Do you have the proper savings vehicle, whether IRA, 401, or whatever, that's going to help you maximize that money to get to being a millionaire? So being a millionaire is a great goal, but it may not be realistic for you at this time in your life. So, again, making sure that it's something that's attainable, that you can actually get to within that time frame that you want to. So it goes back to really being smart, you know, with making those goals so that be a success.
And before we bring this interview to a close, is there one last thing that you would like to leave our listeners with about climbing the stairway to success?
I would, and in everything that, you know, we're talking about today, I think that we need to make sure that we're patient with ourselves. Again, we look at the media and the celebrities of today, and we want what they have, or we want what we think they have, and we want it instantly. And for some of those people, that success in that form did come for them instantly, but for the majority of people, it took some time, it took a lot of work. And they had to be patient with themselves, and so do we in our process. And so the thing about the stairway is just this. You have to look at where you are now and then where you want to go. So if you're imagining a staircase, now is at the very bottom of that staircase. The dream or that goal that you want in the future is at the very top. But you've got all these stairs, you know, in between, all these links and spaces that you have to climb to be able to get there. And so if you make those smart goals and you take those steps one at a time, you definitely will get there. You may, like you said, you may have some sort of obstacles or failures or life lessons along the way, but eventually you'll get there. Be patient with yourself. Make those small steps, you know, from where you are now. The next step might be in next month. Where do you plan to be in the next month? The next step after that might be 6 months. But create those staircase, so that you can break that goal down into smaller goals so that you can see the small successes on your way to the big success at the top. So, again, yeah.
All right. Well, listeners, just for your information, Dr. Jackson, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Speak it. It's okay, coming.
All right. Speak it. But Ms. Nicole Jackson is also going to be one of our featured speakers at our fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. I know you're looking forward to that, right?
I am. I'm so excited. I just know that this is going to be awesome, and all the other speakers are just going to, you know, be on fire as well. We're all excited.
16 speakers. That's right. Hey, and finally, tell us, why did you decide to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine?
Well, you know, People You Need to Know magazine is great for helping business women owners get their, you know, their platform and their work and ethics and everything out there. And I just love what you guys stand for, and I love the mantra and working with women. Not that we can't work with men, but women, you know, we're a special kind, and I love what you do. I love what a lot of the previous women that have been featured in the magazine, what they do for the community, and I think it's, like I said, it's about helping people, and it's about giving back. And so the opportunity to be able to be amongst other women who are doing that and to work with you, Spark Club, who sees the value in helping, you know, women help others. So that's why I definitely wanted to do it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, I have several different means of communicating with me. You can find out more about my company, Just a Journey Counseling, at www.justajourneycounseling.com. Again, that's justajourneycounseling.com. You can find me on Facebook, and you can also find information about my radio show, The Healing Place, on Facebook. And you can reach me by phone at 404-935-5257. And I'm also on Twitter at JAJCounseling. That's for Just a Journey Counseling.
Well, make sure you let them know the day and time they can listen into your radio show as well, okay?
Great. Yes, and I air The Healing Place every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. And, again, you can go to Facebook to find out more information about The Healing Place. We make it our mission there to talk about mental health and wellness living, think topics like that every week. So check us out there.
We appreciate the work you're doing in the community as well.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Ms. Nicole Jackson, founder of Just a Journey Counseling and Psychological Services, LLC. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you. You guys be blessed.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like Ms. Nicole Jackson. To learn more about our guests, please visit www.justajourneycounseling.com or pick up a copy of our magazine. She's in there as well. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd like to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplug@sparkplugpeople.com. I want to take a moment to say a very special thank you to our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. Until next time, I wish you only the best.